Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and I am your host, Lawrence Simon. Usually you're going to hear a 100-word story from me or from one of the regular guest contributors here, but it's Saturday, and you're going to hear a whole bunch of them because it's the weekly challenge. I post a topic, and you all have a week to come up with a 100-word story based on that topic. Listen, you hear that? That's from the heart and soul of Guy David of GuyDavid.com. He, man, he rules. Anyway, this is the 64th weekly challenge. The topic was selected by last week's winner. That was Caleb Bowen of the Black Tie Martini Club. Who goes first? Well, it's the winner from last week, and it's Caleb Bowen of the Black Tie Martini Club. Wow. We seeing a Chris Carlisle hat trick coming up here? I don't know. We're going to play out the stories here, and you're going to get to decide who you like the best. Or at least which ones you like. You can pick more of one. But before you do that, you got to hear the stories. You got to hear them, man. You got to live them. You got to breathe them. So breathe deep and hear what? No, you're not getting up on the table, man. I'm going to play the story. Nardo.
Hi, this is Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast at blacktiemartiniclub.com. I apologize for the quality of tonight's recording, but my computer, as you might be able to hear, is just about to die. Nelson Algren sat in his mother's bar on Division Street in Chicago, drinking and pondering existential ennui. When suddenly, Jean-Paul Sartre came bursting in through the door, sis guns blazing. Algren? I'm taking Simone with me, and if you try to stop us, you're a dead man. You're too late. She's gone back to the continent with some guitar player or something. Here, let me buy you a drink. And so Algren and Sartre sat in Phyllis's musical inn on Division, drinking and pondering existential ennui. While Simone de Beauvoir sat somewhere in their existential ennui, regretting her divisions.
He apologizes for the noise from the fan, but not for the topic. Good story, though, man. The text from Caleb's story, and everybody else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. Where's the location, location, location? Podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's also links to their homepages and podcasts, so you can check out all the other things they do in, well, their lives. I mean, we do stuff, right? We don't just sit here recording. We do more than that. There's more to life than that. You know, Nardo knocked this microphone that I have, this pretty, I don't know if you've seen photos. I have an MXL990. It's pretty nice. Got a preamp for it and all that crap. And you know what? Nardo knocked it off the table. He was up here rubbing against it. Oh, my microphone, bastard. Knocked it off. I caught it. But still, Piper never used to do that. She was a good little girl. You know, sit by my feet and she, purr, massaging my feet with her purrs. Instead, now, I got an orange dumbass knocking equipment off the table. What a jerk. Anyway, enough about me rattling on. Pissing off all of Jenny's fans again. Alright, let's check out the veterans. I'm going to play them in the order that I receive them. First up is Tom of Footnote. Tom, tell us a story.
Hello, night people. Greetings from the tiny pump house on the hill. Tonight's story is Her Body Came Out of Egypt. The view from the tiny pump house on the hill is like one perched on a random cornflake drifting in the center of the milk of a bowl of cereal. The rim of the valley surrounds with its California potato-colored hills dotted with frog-skin valley oaks. It is a quiet and purposeful place of underlining communalism yet tempered with strong personal existential possibilities. Tonight, within these walls, there is no solace. The end result of a year of death has taken its toll on the vibrant existential soul. You want existential nui? In a word, I will call it cancer.
Thank you, Tom. Tom can be found at libsyn.com. Links are up in the show notes. You know, there haven't been large numbers of entries recently, but there weren't many for this one, and I think I know why. You know, everybody is just getting all geared up for the last book in the Harry Potter series, right? Well, the moment that Caleb selected existential ennui and people looked it up and saw Jean-Paul Sartre, they said, forget Harry Potter. Forget J.K. Rowling. Being in nothingness, man. And so they're hitting the series. They're hitting Simone de Beauvoir, and they're hitting Franz Kafka, and they're hitting Heidegger and all that stuff. And it's just as engaging. I think Scholastic ought to really release those. And maybe Warner Brothers, a whole series of movies. But until then, who's next? Who's next here? I get all rolled up and oh, it's Liana. Yeah, you probably thought that this was Liana's podcast for a moment there. And then my kitty cats. Oh, sorry, Liana. Actually, that's the stuff I enjoy from that. I enjoy all of Hodgepodge Point. You know, the lead up, you know, 15 minutes of what's going on in my life. And it leads into the story, although half the time it's mine, which reminds me I need to record another one. I've got another one sitting here in paper. You know, I made a song, and I'm going to include it in this podcast. I sometimes write parody lyrics for the hell of it. Been doing that, God, since, you know, Weird Al appeared on Dr. Demento. And I'm going to include it, but it's going to be at the end. So, got that to look forward to. It's not an exclusive because Gomem DeSoto, I think, has already played it by now, but a few others. But it's funny, it's good, it's a blast, and if you do Second Life and you do Building, you'll know what it's about. But until then, here's Liana of Hodgepodge Point.
Hey everyone, it's Liana from Hodgepodge Point. You might want to turn the volume down right now, because I got to say, I didn't get this week's topic, existential ennui. When I say I'm a simpleton, I mean I'm a simpleton. And philosophy is so far off my radar. Just so happens that I had an idea / image pop in my head last Saturday before I even saw the challenge and thought I could cram the two together. So here is my story for challenge number 64, and it's titled The Divine Path. God blew smoke out the crack of his window. Harry hated people smoking in his car, but this was God. He wasn't a person exactly, and could you tell him to stop? Why not? God asked. Harry flinched at the mind reading. You believe you're in control of your own life. Well, maybe I'm tired of being in control. Look at this traffic. We've been carpooling together for 5 years, and that's the first time you apologized. Harry just sighed. God smiled, lifted the car, and flew it to work. Welcome to the fold, my son.
Yeah, that's it. You know, not being afraid of the topic. If you don't, just look it up and what does it do for you? Give it a shot. That is the can-do spirit that I love about y'all. As for those of you who cowered in the corner and said, ew, it's a deep topic, I'm going to look like a fool. Oh, come on. Look, even though the weekly challenge, when this file is over, it's done, you can still give each topic a shot. If you missed one week, and you're like, hey, I still want to give it a shot, but I missed it. Throw it my way. Record it. We'll put it up during the week. Unless it's Caleb's series of Douglas and Lincoln going at it. Because, like, I'm jealous. I'm jealous of that man. I've got writer's block when it comes to Lincoln now. I've got two shelves worth of Lincoln books, quotes and everything, and I've been, you know, a student of his forever. And not that it shows sometimes. But yet, this man's just rattling them off. I'm jealous, man. I got envy. Well, I've got envy, but I don't have the NV. I have the V phone, but that new NV one by LG, the one that actually works. Oh, goddamn cell phone contracts. Anyway, that was Liana. Thank you. And I'm making a point to yammer on for about 1 to 2 minutes between stories now, just to give you all headaches. What do you think of it? Put it in the comments, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. While you're filling out the comments, here's a story to listen to. It's Jenny the Blogess. She has showered away the scandal. Great. Now I'm thinking about Jenny showering. And I shouldn't even be sharing this. And so I'm here. You listen to the story, and I'm going to... God. Now she's going to blog about this.
Existential Ennui, a 100-word story by Jenny Lawson. I remember the first person I killed. Her name was Tiffany, with 2 E's. She made me so miserable in school. Made everyone miserable, really. Bitchy. Bitchy with 2 E's. I felt a little bad about it later. Well, not really bad, but bad for not feeling that, you know? And then, after her was Stephen. It's not you, baby, it's me. Yeah. You and half the cheerleading squad. Sometimes I wonder why I do this. Why I feel the need to take out the human garbage. Maybe it's better to forgive. Maybe I'm not the one who's supposed to be doling out justice. But if I don't, then who will?
Cool. Thank you, Jenny. And there's something in this story that y'all might want to take a look at. Compare what she said to what's in the show notes. And there's a little bit of difference there. And that's what's cool about these. I want to tell you something about the process of how I write mine. And I don't know if, Jenny, you went through this. I will write these out during the day, several days, several weeks, several months in advance sometimes, and they'll sit in my spiral bound. I just write these compulsively. And there are times when I will record them, and what I've written looks good on paper, but it doesn't sound good. And I will naturally change words. And as I'm doing that, I go back through the recording and I say, oh, that's how I want to do that. And I'll rewrite, recount, all right, plus or minus one. Okay, let's get that right. You all know my philosophy is plus or minus one. I mean, it doesn't have to be exact as long as it gets done and it gets done okay. I mean, yeah, perfection is good to seek out, but it doesn't have to be absolutely perfect. If slightly less than perfect will do, and it won't come back and bite you on the ass. Plus or minus one. Good philosophy. Tolerance is really... Yeah, not this Museum of Tolerance. The Museum of Tolerance should be an engineering museum. But anyway, and just whatever I write, if it doesn't quite sound right, and really this is for a podcast, it's got to sound good too. So there's a balance there, and that's what's cool. And I noticed that, and I just wanted to share that with y'all. Okay, now that I bored you even further, let's move on to Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Let's see if he's going to take a trip down Sartre's Road towards the absurd.
Oops, sorry about that. Hi there, and welcome to the 64th Weekly Challenge. I'm Guy David from www.guydavid.com, and this is my story for this week.
I was just sitting, drinking tea with my good friend Lonnie, when she turns to me and says, Grandma Chandra, I can't stand this existential ennui. We just spend our life turning people into things, selling them various potions and casting spells on them. There must be more to life than this. Yes, I said, this is our life. Take it or leave it, it's not that bad as you think. You should learn to accept it. We do have more than most, you know. But what good is it, Looney asks? So why turn her into a frog?
Ah, thank you, Guy. Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Wow. we've got one more here. It's by Faldwin of 100words.com. I used to cross-post stuff up to there. This isn't 100wordstories.com, you know, the Les Nessmith thing. No, this was on 100 Words. For me, I write the stories any day, every way, just copy-paste up there, even that. You know, I got a little tired of it. I'll get better about it. But at least I've got the link on the side there in case y'all want to give the story a day shot there. But Faldwin, thank you for sending in the story, and your story will be up in the show notes. Last and probably least, the man who has been reduced to a single letter on the keyboard. And you know what that letter is. It's the last letter. So you know he's done a lot of thinking. Well, actually, there's also symbols and function keys, but... You know, I pried out my caps lock key the other day. I got tired of hitting it. I haven't missed it. Tell me, what is the caps lock key useful for? Put it in the comments. Yeah, I'm starting to sound like the broads here. Hey, yeah, and if you got any idea, put in the forms of the broads. Yeah, okay. Just put it in the comments, all right? Or toss me a note, and maybe, you know... For weekly challenge, if I win the weekly challenge one of these centuries, not that I ever turn stories in for it, but if I ever do, caps lock is going to be the topic. Now you're not going to vote for me if I ever put a story in, because who wants to do a story about caps lock? Anyway, here's Planet Z.
Joe says she'll do you for the cost of weed, but there's more to it than that. She'll want to talk. Sometimes an hour, sometimes more. Camus, Sartre, Beauvoir, over and over. Next thing you know, you're both grinding away under the sheets. Your mind's been elsewhere, worthless in all this room. You try to catch up, but she rolls you over. She's finished. You look down. So are you. Let me tell you. Existential ennui makes lousy foreplay, but I think she gets off on this whole thing. She puts out, and yet, she keeps it to herself.
Alright, Z. Getting a little dirty and grindy there. Speaking of dirty and grindy, I posted up some goofy lyrics to my Second Life site. My buddy Crap Mariner over there, over on Edlow Island, he gets pissed off every now and then because people will send him textures and he's trying to use them for posters and such and he can't use them. They send it. There's this intellectual property protection scheme. So, if you got something that you set to, you don't want people to use, you set it to no copy, no modify. And, you know, they can see it, but they can't use it. And, so he just gets pissed off. No copy, no mod. No copy, no mod. He's ranting and raving. Crazy little midget. And all of a sudden, you know, reggae is playing in the parcel. And it's like, no copy, no mod. No copy, no mod. Yeah, it's like, whoa, there's a song here. So he writes it up and he posts it on his site. And he goes talking to folks. And Rich DeSoto steps in and says, hey, you know, let me do something with this. 2 hours later, this happens. Rich DeSoto, otherwise known as Rich Palmer, he does the Audio Gumshoe podcast, That Tickles with Sierra, and he does open night mics, at Arbeley's Laws. Open mic nights at Los Arbeley's, either 5 or 6 p.m., check the calendars. You can see calendars for that stuff over on the Second Life site, or you can head over to Edlow Island, click on the Los Arbeley's photos. It'll give you a link to the calendar on Google. But here he is, Rich DeSoto with no copy, Nomad.
No copy, nomad. No copy, nomad. No copy, nomad. No copy, nomad. 'Cause I remember when we used to build in a sandbox in Second Life.
Rich Palmer, DeSoto Palmer, Soto, Arbeliz Palmer, open mic, night, Mike. Mike DeSoto, Mike Palmer. Okay. RichPalmer.com, AudioGumshoe.com, and I think either that tickles.com or that .net, or it's not .ca, but it's all out there in the show notes. Thank you to Rich Palmer for doing that, and this has been one wild week. I mean, that and some other stuff, and Susan Jewell showing, you know, hey, the gig got blown. You know, come on by. Play. It's just, I got a barn, let's do it. That's what podcasting, that's what blogging, that's what it's all about. Sharing, coming together, collaborating, and that's what the spirit of this thing is, I guess. Maybe you know better, but that's what I think about it. Anyway, let's wrap this thing up here. And there you have it. I don't know, there weren't that many stories, and yet this is pushing 30 minutes, so you can tell that I'm just having one of those days I just got to share. But thanks for everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of the weekly challenge. Which one was the best? Well, head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, vote for your favorite ones from this week. Then, when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 65th weekly challenge, pick the topic for the 66th, and they win the right to claim their 100-word stories podcast refrigerator magnets. If you've already won and you want more, just yell. Hey, if you want to give them away to friends and such, you know, here, here's a great podcast that I'm on. Here, this will remind you to check it. Sure. Here you go. How many do you need? What, Nardo? Need five? What do you need them for? What's he going to do now? Burn the place down? You know, there's more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out the show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, links to Rich, his stuff. He did that song. The text of the stories, including the ones that weren't recorded, in case you can't understand what the hell these folks are saying. Do you need to subscribe to the feed? There's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers on the site. I'm sure that some of them don't exist anymore, but you won't click on them. But you will click on the ones like Podcast Pickle is up on the top there, the player. That's cool. One-click options for iTunes. Well, yeah, that's a good one. Nardo gets all the kitty cat tunes. Cat, I'm a kitty cat. I dance, dance, dance. You know that's a song now, I bet? Oh, and Podcast Ready. PodcastReady.com, the My Potter program. I use it. I love it. It blew up Caleb's iPod, but, you know, I guess don't put it on my iPod. But not everything's an iPod. I mean, I'm sure there's a few Zunes out there. Use the promo code CRAP on that, and I still won't win a contest. Mikey Pod's blowing everybody away, but Mikey Pod deserves it. I mean, he's good. All right. As I mentioned before, the musical theme is by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. 16 podcasts, electronica, and turning people into animals. Here he goes again. He's going to knock the freaking microphone down. If you hear yelling, it's because I put him on the floor. Dude, down. Okay. Enough about me and my tribulations with a cat. We're going to be back tomorrow with something. If you're in a second life, look for Edlow Island every Wednesday at 5. Don't step on the keyboard! Every Wednesday at 5, podcaster meetup somewhere. Then at 6, Caleb Bullen, Black Tie Martini Club. I'm going to post the theme of this next weekly challenge in a little bit. Until then, thank you for listening, and I'm going to kill you, buddy. No, not really. Don't call the ASPCA. Call a Chinese restaurant. Do they pick up? Anyway, as always, keep it brief. Closing.